I'm NASCAR Steven. It's time for the Fast Lane. The Xfinity teams fired up the weekend on Saturday afternoon. Rain in the area brought the red flag and a delay right after Justin Allgaier picked up the win in Stage 1. Kyle Busch held onto the lead through Stage 2 to get the win, but it was Brad Keselowski leading 66 laps on the way to his 37th win in the Xfinity Series. Justin Allgaier, Kyle Busch, Christopher Bell, and Jamie McMurray rounded the top five, and Elliott Sadler leads the Xfinity Series points by one over Tyler Reddick heading into California this weekend. The Monster Energy Cup teams raced on Sunday. They planned a competition yellow, but Corey LaJoie blew up on lap 26, and they called it close enough. They went green for the rest of the stage, and Kyle Busch claimed the win. In Stage 2, Kyle Larson spun after a blown tire, then went four to go. Chris Buescher suffered the same fate after brake heat took out the right front. In the end, Kurt Busch picked up the stage win. In the final, Paul Menard spun after locking up his rear brakes in turns 1 and 2. William Byron and Eric Amarola tried two tires. Brad Kay and Ryan Newman tried staying out, hoping for a caution, but none of it worked. With two to go, it was Kevin Harvick out front, and he stayed there until the end to pick up the win. It was his third in a row and marks four of the last seven here at Phoenix. Kyle Busch, Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, and Martin Truex Jr. were top five. Clint Bowyer, Eric Amarola, Daniel Suarez, Eric Jones, and Kurt Busch rounded the top 10. And Kevin Harvick leads the points by 12 over Kyle Busch and Martin Truex Jr., who are tied for second heading into Auto Club Speedway this weekend. I'm NASCAR Steven. That's your Fast Lane for Monday, March 12th on Big Country 102.9, brought to you by Southside Auto of Indian River, Legend Steel and Aluminum Trailers, Complete Car and Truck Accessories, and Complete Detailing Services. Also by Brown's Auto Clinic, West Conway Road, Harbor Springs. Get your ride running right at Brown's Auto Clinic.